Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared this message on an absolutely beautiful morning here in South Central Pennsylvania, where we live. It's a desire today to encourage you with this reflection from God's Word. Today's message is titled, God's Grace Lavished. And the scripture text is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8.
In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
Our church sings a nice blend of newer praise and worship choruses and traditional hymns. In a service last Sunday, I was so blessed when an old favorite of mine was announced, a majestic song that stirs the heart, titled, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. And this song prompted the message today. After I write these messages each weekday morning, Brooksine edits and sharpens my writing, and I think she does a great job. She often includes additional reflection that complements the theme of the message, and she's the one that writes the prayer. One thing she frequently does, though, is break down my long run-on sentences to make them more reader-friendly.
In the original Greek, in which the Apostle Paul wrote, all of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 all the way to 14 is a single sentence. English translations typically break this up since grammatically it is very difficult to read as a single sentence. Our former pastor likened this powerful portion of Scripture to a multifaceted gem, such as the Hope Diamond, with the facets summed up in a single powerful phrase, God's glorious grace.
Well, this is a powerful reminder of why life is worth the living, no matter what circumstances we face. Paul, writing here from prison, could have consumed his time and energy with legalities that would have freed him from his confined status. But instead, he focused on truth and expressing truth to others. By God's glorious grace, he rose above his circumstances and gave selflessly as he wrote of the wisdom and blessing which God poured into him in the very midst of his external troubles.
As we consider the deplorable, cramped surroundings from which these life-changing words were written, it is a further testimony to God's unleashed power when a transformed life is sensitive and obedient to God's leading. God's power is not limited by our lack of finances, a physical affliction, limited education, or any other external circumstance. Nothing is lacking when we fully depend upon God's grace.
Today, let us consider just one phrase in the daily scripture text. The riches of God's grace that He lavished on us. I want to personally, deeply appropriate the truth in my life today. The riches of God's grace. What greater type of riches can there be?
Well, those reading this have a variety of the world's riches. Some have a lot, others have very little. But all of us who are placing our faith in Jesus Christ have the riches of God's grace lavished on us.
The word lavish means to superabound. His grace is indeed always more than sufficient, always lavished on us.
Let's pray together. Father, Your grace exceeds our greatest sin and reaches our deepest need. Some of the richest and most tender portions of Scripture that disclose the extent of Your love were revealed in deplorable settings. What a wonderful reminder that Your work is not limited to ideal circumstances, but You do an inward work in the heart of man, no matter where we are or what difficulty we face. Because You lavish Your love on us, we cannot contain it, but must share it with those around us. Help us to do so freely and generously. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's been a joy to share with you today. We hope our message has brought encouragement in your life and certainly a perspective from the Holy Word of God. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. This message is placed up on the website each weekday morning. Many of you came to the podcast from our email version, I'm sure. Others have directly subscribed to the podcast feed. But we always feel we have a little bit more material on our website, for we're able to place up pictures. And I have a beautiful picture Brooksine took of tulips right in front of our home. And they are tulips, aren't they, Brooksine? Red tulips, and she did a great job. I'm normally the photographer, but she enjoys taking pictures too. I also found a version that does indeed translate all of Ephesians 1:3-14 as one sentence. It's the American Standard Version, an older and not quite as commonly used version of the Bible. It does use many colons and semicolons, though, and I have a link to that if you care to read it and see what it looks like as one sentence. We have several songs we have links to up on the website today. Three different versions of the song I alluded to in the beginning of the message, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. And then a couple songs by a favorite musician of ours by the name of Graham Kendrick. These are just links to other websites or material on other websites, but we feel it can be a blessing to you. Finally, we have a photo up of a new friend we met yesterday. Actually, we first met him a couple weeks ago in a meeting, and then he invited us up to have lunch with he and his wife, as well as give us a tour of the plant that he is the owner of. Lyndon Risser's his name. You can read a little reflection on Lyndon on the site today as well. Well, may you continue to stay faithful to the Lord today and truly be richly encouraged.